I just had a question about the harmonics in the crystal.
Yeah.
Is that the wavelength of frequencies that are also color? So it's refraction. That's how it works. It's sound and color. Ion?
Make it a more forceful question. Harmonics?
Ion.
What you're asking?
Yeah, Ion spoke of a harmonic convergence in the refraction of the communication itself. So I'm asking, is it sound and color?
Can be.
So Ion, the sound, the refraction shaping physical?
Maybe, but it really isn't about that. You're mixing up sound with the refraction or reflection. It doesn't work like that. It's inverted. It's a frequency. A frequency. That's old school. You got to go back to Dr. Dean and burning in the belly, baby. This was them golden oldie days, wasn't it, Bob?
Yes. Suzanne, the burning in the belly was the first motif that Ion came up with back in 2009. It's pretty well the first phrase that I didn't know what it meant. We had to endure many uses of it until finally someday someone explained it.
Lord suffering cats. That's to go. Okay, so now let's develop this. Go ahead. You're talking about convergence, harmonics, application, creation through sightedness, through non-sightedness, rods and cones, and how it affects the thalamus and the thalamus. They're two different things, apparently, and how it affects the adrenals within the lipids and how it changes the cells from a frequency to make it more metallic, if that's the better way to say it. But yet you have iron poor bud, and that's why you have to take geritol, and you need lysine to make an amino acid. And the amino acid, then you need some protein, and you got to change it through your lipids, and then all of a sudden the fat that you got to get rid of is good. And then the sugar that you said was bad is good. And then the corn liquor's got sugar in it, and it's good that they say it's bad, which is good. And then the next thing you know, your liver starts eating sugar, and then it gets super sugar, and then it kind of changes, and then your whole gut changes, and then you grow back the damn gallbladder that they took out of Momo, and here she is laying in the stone cold grave growing a new gallbladder. It's pretty amazing as you kind of go. And then on that resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, you'll have a new body. You'll have a new life. Souls all bursting, graves are shouting, ready to live in paradise. You'll have a new body. It's pretty good. And it's already started. It's happening. Meanwhile, the children are screaming in the streets. Meanwhile, the problems are just rampant. And if you don't have the confidence of knowing Noah that you're one of those chosen ones or preferred ones or the one percenters, you might as well go and kill yourself because it's over. It's done. Just bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Now listen to that, Susanna, Roxy, and everybody else. Ion finally gave the chain reaction of ascension, the chemical chain process of ascension. I've been on him for 7 years.
Well, for God's sake, Bob, don't tell anybody. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, none of you people
get
notice
that shit
it.
Out.
I'm
get that
you,
shit. There's only three people here. Two of them asleep and the others can't hear. It's all right.
Anyway, that's pretty important. We'll have to go back and play that in a few hours. When
Lord, Ezekiel 4:19. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, Ezekiel 4:19. Let's write that in there quickly. Ezekiel 4:19.
17.
He said a different number last time, right, guys?
No, you 19. Never get it. No, 17.
All right, carry on. You guys should realize the immensity of what we just heard.
To go through the nine gate, does this process have to be completed?
Yes, Ion. What you just laid out, the chemical chain reaction, is that something to do with the ninth gate? The effect of the ninth gate?
And yes, there? And it does. And it confers idolatry of the elders. It certainly does.
Oh. And this has pissed off Uncle.
And you. Well, you did it. Damn LaRouche lover, you.
LaRouche love is worse than baby lover, tough love.
Oh, or worse, yeah. Yeah.
Ion, you talked about convergence harmonics. And one of the statements you made, you said rods and cones and how it affects the thalamus and the thalamus. They're two different things, apparently. What do you mean there are two different things?
There's two different. There's one behind the chest and one's in the base of your skull.
So you're talking about the thymus, T-H-Y-M-U-S?
As well, yes. But the thymus is changing.
Are we talking about two different things or three different things?
Two different things.
I've got the thymus and the thalamus.
Until that becomes endiatis involved, and then it becomes two by means of two, which is four.
One by means of two. Two by means of two is four.
Which is four. It's what's wrong with the eight-track tape. Eight-track.
Eight. You said
you're
going to
get that. Yeah. Stop. You're going to get that. It's going to be eight, but right now it's two. Two examples, two references. They're going to shift and they're going to change. But you have the entire lymphatic system that's changing. So once you change the entire lymphatic system, all those different reticules, those pocketbooks, are going to hold different things.
Pocketbooks.
Reticule.
Oh, and your lipids. Yeah, okay.
Are
good.
Little stacks. Yeah.
Your next line was how it affects the adrenals within the lip.
Drives the oxygen out, damn spot, out, damn spot, out, get out. That's good. Then you start taking back in some of that CO2. You like that CO2, carbon, CO2. It's the difference.
Carbon dioxide. So we're taking in carbon through carbon dioxide, and we're doing something different with the carbon? Our bodies
are
doing something?
You're making it. You're making carbon dioxide. You take oxygen and convert it to carbon dioxide. You're going to quit sacrificing it and start using it.
So the less we use oxygen, the more we produce carbon dioxide?
Different kinds.
And this production of carbon dioxide or carbon specifically has nothing to do with the intake of oxygen anymore. Is that correct?
Correct. Until the molar mass changes from 44.01 grams per mole into 48.
That's a big jump.
Not really. You're going to see two double bonds shift when the oxygen leaves. Well, your whole wide world is changing, so that's
I
what
know.
You're giving
is that,
off.
So are you describing
when you breathe
them,
out, fuels are burned, and they use it. The same thing.
And that's part of the description.
Argon. Argon's going to change the same way, and you're going to use argon a whole different side.
You're describing right now how it changes the cells from a frequency to make it more metallic. You said the word metallic is a better way to say it. Is that correct? I'm curious about that word metallic. When I think of metallic, I think of magnetic. And I think I should stop relating those two words. Metallic has nothing really to do with our concept of magnetism. Is that correct? Did you go away?
Never.
Why did you go silent on me?
Well, we don't think we did. We're just trying to tell you that the carbon dioxide's been rising. It's still rising. And see, now it used to be like 219, and then it's 315 parts per million. And it's going up again already.
In the air around us, are you talking about the level of carbon dioxide?
The atmosphere.
In the atmosphere.
Yeah.
All right, so carbon isn't...
Up.
Well, a lot of people have been talking about how much carbon dioxide...
Well, hell yeah, that's why we think it's so wonderful. And then people are fighting against it. Then they had the war on drugs, and they had the war on terror, and they have a war on carbon, and they have a war on this, and they have a war on Jews, and then...
That's all in the past.
We love it. We love it because it brings it to the surface and we can take advantage of it. It's fabulous. It's how Bob's been playing for years.
And you're still talking about carbon.
Yes.